today, the celebrity pro-am, bunch of, like, we're talking D-list celebrities like Duffy and a couple of our friends from TSN. But then you get some A-listers rolling through, right? You get some guys who went first overall, some guys who are up for the Calder. We're talking real pros.
Quality people.
Right, four professionals sitting up here. Owen Power from the Buffalo Sabres joining us around the table. How you doing, Owen?
Pretty good.
Are you considering yourself an A-lister these days?
Not even close.
Come on, man. You got to come with the heat.
No.
Not A-list. So what should we be taking from this that you're not still out there teeing it up? Are you playing well? Is everything going all right? You get a good group? What's the breakdown out here?
No, yeah, the group's awesome. I'm actually hitting the ball pretty good. Just so tough out here. The greens are so fast, and if you hit in the rough, you're dead. So.
Yeah. Well, we know that.
We know that.
We know that from experience. What's the go-to spot in Buff? Like, do you get to play there a lot? I guess not really in the winter. It's like the same being up here if you're with the Leafs or whatever.
Yeah, not my. I got out, I think, maybe twice this year, but kind of just anywhere you can get out. So, and there's a couple of nice courses, but I would like to get out more, but
sure.
It's just tough too.
Absolutely. So you obviously had a great first full year. You're up for the Calder. You know, so much hype. You go first overall. Did you set your own expectations before the year? And if so, can't imagine you didn't meet them. I mean, what do you make of your first full go around in the NHL?
Yeah, I thought it was a solid solid year all around. I mean, I'm not someone that kind of goes in and puts expectation. I just kind of go and try and get better every day. So, but no, it was a fun year, and thought I progressed well, and obviously the team's going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Once the season's over, do you take a little bit of time for yourself before you get back in the gym, or what's that routine look like for you?
Yeah, I think right after the year, I took some time and just relaxed, but now I'm kind of back in the gym and skating a little more, so it's getting back into
it. Is it like skating a couple times a week already type of thing?
I am, yeah, but it's just kind of on my own, just cruise around out there, just feel the puck and
skills.
Nothing too tough.
What was the biggest adjustment? I saw you out in Edmonton at the World Juniors. When you make the jump to the big leagues for a young defenseman, what did you find where you were like, wow, that's different, and I got to pay attention to that? Is it the physicality, the speed, playing in your own zone? What was the biggest type of adjustment?
Yeah, I didn't think the speed or physicality was that much different. I mean, playing against bigger men, like defending, is a little tougher, but I think the biggest thing for me was just everyone's so much smarter there. You kind of got to be thinking the whole game. Where I feel like in college, everyone's just kind of running around as fast as they can, where in the NHL, it's a little more controlled, and everyone's kind of playing more with their brains.
I find that almost easier, though, because people are in position.
Yeah.
And for dependability, especially a defenseman-right-winger relationship, you kind of know your guy's going to be there for the most part.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think, I don't want to say some parts were easier, but like you said, there's guys just in better spots where you know where they're going to be, but...
See, smart player, he would have found it more difficult.
Yeah.
He was a gritty stay-at-home defense.
I was a gritty stay-at-home.
Really good stick.
Yes.
Was there any moment early on in your career where you're like, okay, this is real, like that's Sidney Crosby, or that's, you know, did you have one of those, like, whoa moments?
Yeah, I mean, my first game was at home in Toronto, so that was one of them where I'm playing against guys that I grew up watching and kind of looking up to. But I think also, like you said, when playing against Crosby, that was kind of my guy all growing up, and to be able to go out there and compete against him, I think it was a pretty cool moment for me.
Owen Power, the Buffalo Sabres, joining us here at Oakdale Golf and Country Club. Playing in Toronto, you're a local guy. You know, like, what's that like coming up from Buffalo? Like, it's so close. I'm sure you get family probably going both sides of the border all the time, I would assume.
No, yeah, it's, I mean, Buffalo's been a perfect spot for me. It's basically same distance from Toronto from where I'm from, so my family's able to come up all the time and come see the game, so it's been awesome.
Sunday's off, you could go home for dinner, family dinner, couldn't you?
Yeah, no, it's. I went home a few times, so it's easy. It's an hour and 20 minutes to door-to-door. So,
perfect.
No, it's awesome.
So are you a Bills guy, or do you have to be a Bills guy now? What's that like in Buffalo?
You kind of have to.
I don't think you have a choice.
Yeah, no, I think if you weren't, fans would give you a hard time.
Yeah.
So. But I've obviously become a Bills fan, and
man, they love their Bills in Buffalo, don't they? Like, it's such a cool sports town, like, because they love the Sabres, they love the Bills, and that's what they got. It's just go time all the time with those two teams.
Yeah.
Any crossover between the teams, like with Allen kicking around the dressing room or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, actually, he's when I first got there, I was able to meet him. He was down in the locker room, but there's always guys kind of hanging around, coming to games, and they'll be down in the locker room after. So
That's cool.
It's pretty cool where we're able to kind of meet those guys and just see what they're like.
Yeah.
So any horrible shots today where people are looking over and being like, this guy's a pro athlete?
Yeah, and by the way, did it not bug you where being a pro athlete – because it used to bother me, like I would do some charity bowling events or something like that, and people were like, you're a pro athlete, man. I'm like, yeah, but not a bowler or a golfer.
Exactly.
They have this expectation that you're just supposed to be dialed in and awesome.
Yeah, no. There's definitely been a few, but I've been able to keep it somewhat solid, which hasn't been bad, but yeah.
That's all you're looking for, right? Yeah. Just get it off the tee.
No, exactly.
It's somewhere around the green, and then get off the course.
There's usually somebody that wants to give you lessons, though, on the, you know, like, you got to do it this way, this is what I'm seeing. And they're not a pro. They're just,
well,
like,
you know what the amazing thing
person.
Is? Like, there would be, I'm not saying they're in your group, but I'll bet you there's people in this world that would go up to you and say, I was watching you play this year. Like, he tried to
be a little tighter in your own zone.
Yeah, like that. You weren't holding the line early
tips,
in the season.
That's
like
usually Twitter, though. That's
that
Twitter.
Probably is social media. Are you on social media at all? I mean, as a young
guy. I'm on Instagram. I deleted Twitter a while ago. I just thought it was nothing but garbage on
it's
it.
It's crazy,
so.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's that stuff. You just get tagged in and random people.
What were you thinking here? It's like, I don't know, man. I was playing a hockey game in the National Hockey League.
Exactly.
Well, best of luck the rest of the way. I think your group's waiting for you to get out there and hack and wax. So thanks for popping in. We appreciate it. Good seeing you, and have a great offseason. We'll catch you up next year.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. There he is, Owen Power of the Buffalo Sabres, rolling through.